Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Blaise, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Loving the Least.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. They reached the country of the Gerasenes on the other side of the lake, and no sooner had he left the boat than a man with an unclean spirit came out from the tomb toward him. The man lived in the tombs, and no one could secure him anymore, even with a chain, because he had often been secured with fetters and chains, but had snapped at the chains and broken the fetters, and no one had the strength to control him. All night and all day, among the tombs and in the mountains, he would howl and gash himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and fell at his feet and shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear by God you will not torture me." For Jesus had been saying to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." "What is your name?" Jesus asked. "My name is Legion," he answered, "for there are many of us." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the district. Now there was there on the mountainside a great herd of pigs feeding, and the unclean spirits begged him, "Send us to the pigs, let us go into them." So he gave them leave. With that, the unclean spirits came out and went into the pigs, and the herd of about 2,000 pigs charged down the cliff into the lake, and there they were drowned. The swineherds ran off and told their story to the town and in the country round about, and the people came to see what really happened. They came to Jesus and saw the demonic sitting there, clothed and in his full senses, the very man who had had the legion in him before, and they were afraid. And those who had witnessed it reported what had happened to the demonic and what had become of the pigs. Then they began to implore Jesus to leave the neighborhood. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed begged to be allowed to stay with him. Jesus would not let him, but said to him, "Go home to your people and tell them all that the Lord in his mercy has done for you." So the man went off and proceeded to spread throughout Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. When we take on the life of a Christian, a Christ follower, it should be so simple. Jesus loves me, I love him, ta-da. I think that's why marriage is so often used as a reflection of our relationship with God. I love my husband, he loves me, we get married, ta-da, live happily forever after. And for those called to a conventional life, very similar. I love Jesus, he loves me, ta-da. Wait a minute. I have to live with my husband every day, and he's so different what I expected. Wait, I have to live in a community? There are others here who are not what I expected. Jesus loves them as he loves me, but why is it that those in our lives are not always the easiest to love? In today's gospel, Jesus gives us an example that in daily life would not be very easy to do. Jesus approached by a person who isn't in his right mind, the person who's strong. He breaks shackles. All in all, a pretty scary guy. What if he were to attack Jesus? But no, instead, he falls down in front of him. He recognizes the power and love of Jesus, the Lord God, and Jesus heals him. We may not have the power to heal mental illness, but we can try to see if we can change our fear of those who are different from us. You don't have to put yourself in danger walking streets alone, although St. Mother Teresa did. But you can donate to the outcast, to those who live outside society's norms. You can donate your time to work in food kitchens or food banks, or help foster children, or teach English to prisoners, or teach reading to the illiterate. There are so many ways to reach out and lose our fear of those who don't fit into our societal norms. All over the world, immigrants are fleeing war and violence. But the countries they flee to aren't welcoming. Part of it is fear. Fear that they will take jobs or bring violence with them. And yes, sometimes that does happen. But there are violent people among all of us. Violence is already present in many of our countries, and often that violence is perpetuated by people living among us for years. How can we let go of our fears? Violence needs to be addressed at so many levels. It can only be defeated when poverty, anger, mental illness, hatred are gone and hearts are changed. Jesus gives us an example of embracing those most untouchable. Somehow we must learn to love like him, to put away our fears and let love rule our hearts and lives, to give people a chance to make a difference. Our Lord asks much of us if we are truly Christ followers. When the healed man asked to come with Jesus, Jesus said no. Instead, Jesus gave him a different task. The healed man was asked to go home and show himself to his family and spread the good news of what had happened to him. Is our Lord asking that of us? Are we supposed to start with those around us? Often, those we live with daily are the hardest to talk to, the hardest to be patient with, the hardest to accept their differences. But Jesus gave that task to the healed man. Can we change hearts by starting with those around us, not being afraid to talk about difficult stories and situations? And from there, branch out to be an example by serving the sick, the prisoners, the immigrants, those most often in need. After all, in Matthew 25, our Lord speaks of our judgment, and he reminds us, if you did it to the least of these, you did it for me.